Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hello and welcome to tonight's CLNS Media Patriots Roundtable. I'm your host, Nick Qualley, sitting here with Mike Molyneux and with Marv Azan. And guys, no Patriots game this week. I was worried that we were going to have to record again on Tuesday because they tried to move the game to Monday, Patriots-Broncos. Obviously, that ended up getting moved again. So, we have some other news around the NFL to talk about, at least in this segment. The Chiefs, they lost. At home, too, which is interesting to know because they have been dominant at home. They didn't just lose. They lost at home to the Las Vegas Raiders, Derek Carr, Josh Jacobs, 40-32. So, guys, this is now 2 weeks in a row that the Chiefs haven't looked like the Kansas City Chiefs. This doesn't look like the same, or rather, they didn't roll over teams that you would think that they might roll over. Especially with the Patriots with Brian Hoyer. So they still looked really good, don't get me wrong. But the games were closer than anticipated, especially the Patriots game with Brian Hoyer quarterback. So guys, the question is, are the Chiefs still the most feared team in the AFC? Are they still at the top? Realistically, we can go power rankings here. Are the Chiefs still your number one by far team in the AFC? Or after these last 2 weeks, are we starting to see a little weakened armor here? Marv, let's start with you. What do you think?
Chiefs are still the most feared team in the AFC due to the fact that they have the most feared player in Patrick Mahomes. Mahomes is still under center. Yes, the Chiefs haven't looked great, Nick. You explained it. You know, the Patriots game, Patriots had a great design for Patrick Mahomes in that offense, which they have been doing for the past couple years now. And then the Las Vegas Raiders, they go out and they score 40 on the Chiefs and come back in that game as well. So, yes, there's a chink in the armor, but let's not act like this Kansas City Chiefs was just not on a 13-game winning streak. Like, this is still the top team in the AFC. You saw what happened when they went up against the Baltimore Ravens, who I thought had the best roster and I think could have been the number one in the AFC. When the Chiefs came out to play, they destroyed the Ravens. And Ravens are not a bad team by any means. We just saw what they did to the Washington team, Washington football
right.
team.
Right, but so, you would say the Ravens are like the number two, right?
Right. I would say the Ravens are the number two, and they're not close to number one. Kansas City proved that. Lamar Jackson is not ready to take that step mano-a-mano with Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes, that guy. And as long as he's under center, he should be favored in every single game that they play this season because of him. They still got Travis Kelce. They still got Tyreek Hill. They got Clyde Edwards-Helaire. They have all the weapons they need offensively to be in a shootout. Is things rough right now for them? You know, almost losing to Brian Hoyer and then losing to Derek Carr. Yeah, things might be a little rough, but that's the NFL season and a weird season that we are having right now. But I still think that the Kansas City Chiefs are the top dogs. And even with the little struggles that we're seeing, we shouldn't be hitting no panic button because they lost to a divisional team.
Right. Something else, though, I think that is worth noting. We mentioned the Patriots game with Brian Hoyer and then Jarrett Stidham. If the Patriots, I think this is fair to say, if the Patriots have Cam Newton, they win that football game.
Yep.
I think we can assume that. So it might even be a totally different too now because it wouldn't just be, okay, they beat the Patriots and then they lost to the Raiders. It would be they've now lost twice in a row. So, Mike, what do you think? What are your thoughts on the Chiefs right now? Are they still the most feared team in the AFC? And if they are, what's that gap between, we just talked about the Ravens being the number two. What's that gap between number two and number one? Has it shrunk a little bit for you?
So coming into the season, when I looked at the AFC, I definitely held the Chiefs and the Ravens at a high regard. It was them two. And then I said, in my opinion, everybody else. Obviously, Chiefs number one, Ravens number two. And then I was like, okay, everybody else is kind of jumbled up in between there. Then they played each other. And we saw, you know, pretty much everything with that Marv was saying. You know, Chiefs had their way with Baltimore. It looked like, you know, Baltimore and Lamar Jackson, they have ways to go before they're close to the Kansas City Chiefs level. So now I have the Chiefs. And then I kind of have everybody else. I still have Baltimore at that number two spot, but clearly, you know, the gap is there between Baltimore and Kansas City. With that being said, you know, yeah, we all figured they'd probably dominate the Patriots when they played each other. I definitely saw possibly a blowout happening, especially without having Cam Newton under center. I saw a blowout, and that wasn't the case. And then they played, you know, the Raiders, and the Raiders dropped 40 in Arrowhead. Like, it's pretty surprising. The thing about Kansas City is their defense is never going to win them games. Their defense will not be, you know, the topic of conversation after a game is played. You'll never look at a Chiefs game and say, wow, their defense really, you know, held an opponent in check or whatnot. Like, that's never going to be the talk. The talk is always, wow, what did Patrick Mahomes and that offense do today? And, you know, pretty much similar to Marv said, as long as Patrick Mahomes is back there throwing that ball, they're most likely to put numbers up on the board. He has his weapons. You know, I think Mahomes can only get better. He's still pretty young. He can only get better. The offense has improved a little bit now that you have this rookie running back who seems to be, you know, a solid a back that they found in the draft. Kansas City Chiefs is a team to fear no matter what. I know they'll struggle. You know, teams struggle some weeks. It happens. But at the end of the day, I don't think anybody around the league is looking at these past 2 weeks and saying, well, Kansas City's not the team they thought we thought they were. Or Kansas City. Nah, Kansas City will be there in the end. I personally feel as if Kansas City once again will be representing the AFC in the Super Bowl. And I know that's far off from now. A lot could happen. A lot could happen. But, you know, if I had to say a pick, Kansas City still the team that I picked that's the most dominant in the AFC.
Yeah, and I was just trying to find – NFL.com has just changed the way they look. So I was trying to find who was, like, where the Chiefs' defense was ranked in the entire NFL. Can't find that out right now. Not as easy as it used to be. But – we have seen, we are Patriots fans. This is a Patriots-centric show. We have talked about this time and time again with the Patriots, especially when the Patriots are on that insane run over these past 20 years. When they lose a game or two, we slap the panic button. Is this team as good as we thought they were? Blah, blah, blah. We're essentially doing the same thing right now with the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs lost to the Raiders, sure. They still put up 32 points. And even with, I think it was 6 minutes left, the Chiefs had a pretty heavy, I mean, the Raiders had a pretty heavy lead. A lot of people probably look at that score and be like, okay, this game's over. The Raiders got the win. The Chiefs are so good, especially offensively. They have a freak at quarterback in Patrick Mahomes. They are so good offensively. I had that game to me was not over until that clock hit zero. The Chiefs always have a chance to come back. They're still number one. Even if they did lose to the Patriots 2 weeks ago, even if they lost, again, even if they did actually lose to the Patriots 2 weeks ago, even though they lost to the Raiders this week, they had two losses in a row. They're still the number one team. We saw what they did to the Baltimore Ravens that, like you guys both talked about, and that gap is still there. They're still clearly the number one team. But I think we have seen now the Patriots at least have a game plan against them. The Patriots at least have a game plan against that offense. So bringing that back to the Patriots, we know that they're beatable. This isn't this insane, unbeatable team that they that they looked like recently. They're a beatable team, and we now know that. So if anything, we know that the Patriots, if they get them in the postseason, we should not just write the Patriots off. We shouldn't write anybody off because there's a blueprint out there to shut them down. There's a blueprint out there to at least slow down that offense and not let them be as dominant as they have been in the past. CLNS Media Patriots Roundtable. I'm your host, Nick Qualia, sitting here with Mike Molyneux and with Marv Azan. It's 2020. Number one topic in the world all year has been COVID. I go back to this a lot. I've been listening to some different podcasts, especially ones that go back to like March, April. I was listening to Joe Rogan's podcast from, I think it was April or May. And they were talking, it was him and I think it was Tom Segura. And they were like, yeah, we might not be able to do any comedy shows for like 6 months. What's that, September or August? And I was like, guys, if you only knew, if you only had a clue. So COVID is still running rampant. And obviously with the Patriots, the game was pushed back to next week. The Patriots game originally got pushed back to Monday, 5 o'clock, which, I mean, I know it's Columbus Day. I still hated the thought of a 5 o'clock game. The game would be happening right now. We record this on Monday. But the Patriots-Broncos game has been pushed back to next week. Next week was supposed to be the Patriots' bye week. So, right, or am I wrong on that? It was supposed to be the bye week.
It was.
And the Broncos were supposed to play the Dolphins, but the NFL said, Dolphins, screw yourselves. Go play another week. So it's Patriots-Broncos next week. And no COVID positive test today. On Sunday the 11th, there was a COVID positive test with the Patriots, so they shut down the facility again, even though they were allowed to reopen, and Bill did not let the Patriots go back into the facility, so he had at least the smarts and the caution to be able to be like, okay, maybe we shouldn't go back in just yet. Good move on Bill's part. And the Patriots are essentially trying to avoid becoming the Tennessee Titans, who have had at this point a million positive tests. So, guys, the question is, because there's been some back and forth, especially on the Twitter world, whether or not the Patriots, or the NFL rather, made the right decision in pushing this game back. And that even goes back to last week. So, guys, the question is, did the NFL make the right choice in having the Patriots play last week against the Chiefs, even with the positive test with Cam Newton? And did they make the right choice in pushing this game back to next week against the Broncos? Mike, let's start with you. What do you think?
You know, it's really hard to say if they made the right choice or is it the wrong choice. Because, you know, honestly, at the end of the day, the NFL is going to find a way for teams to play no matter what. They'll play Monday through Friday if they have to. They'll choose a random – we'll have a random Wednesday night football if need be, the way the NFL looks like it's operating right now.
People keep asking, is this season going to be shut down? The NFL owners will never let this season shut down. No chance.
Not happening. We just saw, you know, the NBA season wrap up. You know, baseball is making their way. And NHL season's wrapped up. There's no way the NFL is going to be like, oh, we're not going to be the ones that's going to shut down. The NFL is not going to allow that to happen. You know, I'm sitting here thinking the Super Bowl might not get played on February, the first week of February, whatever it usually is. The season will extend possibly as long as the NFL needs it to extend for it to happen.
They'll play 23 weeks of the regular season. They'll do it.
They don't give a damn as long as they can just have their season happen and say, hey, look, we figured it out. We never had to shut down. We just, you know, move things around, shift some games around, but we were able to get through our 2020 or whatever season, the COVID season. The NFL will find a way to make it happen. You know, I guess the only good thing that comes out of the NFL moving the Patriots game to next week is you'll probably have Cam Newton back. It's looking as if, you know, I think from the reports I've heard, you know, he's not showing any symptoms. He's feeling better, or, you know, I know he has to be tested a few more times and they have to come back negative. But if everything goes well for him and the team, you know, the Patriots will have their starting quarterback Sunday at 1 o'clock versus the Broncos. So, I mean, that's the only real bright spot that comes out of it. I don't like the fact, and I know there's nothing that teams can really do about it, but you're in a sense just making up teams' bye weeks on the go. And I don't play in the NFL, but in my mind, you know, a player sees their team schedule and like, okay, I got a bye week six or whatever. Maybe they make plans to be with their family or do different things. All of a sudden, you wake up Sunday morning getting ready to play and the NFL's sending out news. No, this is your bye week now. You got to play next week. Now this week's your like
Melvin Gordon was pissed.
Melvin Gordon's pissed. I'm sure a lot of other players are pissed who have been voicing on social media. Like, it sucks. It's putting a lot of players in a tough spot. I mean, at the end of the day, it's their job. This is what they have to do to make money. Like, but it's putting a lot of players. I just think about the players right now. It just puts a lot of players in a tough position. But it's wild times right now for the NFL. But again, they're going to make this season happen no matter what, by any means necessary.
And that's the thing. Like social media keeps overreacting every time there's a positive test. Oh, the season's going to get canceled. The season's done. There is no chance. I don't even know why we're acting surprised. I don't know why anybody's acting surprised that there are positive tests and why everybody's why there are people thinking that the season's going to get shut down. We expected this. We knew that there were going to be positive tests throughout the season. They're just going to have to. They're not going to let the season not happen. There's so much money on the line. There's no chance that they shut this season down. They will figure it out if they have to figure it out. So, Marv, throw the question over to you. Was this the right decision to change this week's game to next week? And was it the right decision for the NFL to have the Patriots end up playing the Chiefs last week with Cam Newton being positive?
So, with coronavirus, something I think when we can't sit here and say we're coronavirus experts, but we've seen a lot now to know that this thing is unknown. It's the unknown. You don't know what's going to happen. And NFL constantly finds themselves behind the eight ball. Instead of being proactive, they're reactive. They wait to find out who's positive, who's got tested, and then they're like, okay, let's move it here tentatively on Monday. And if it doesn't work, we'll move it to next week tentatively. And we'll just keep trying to push things back and hoping for the best. Instead, where it's very simple, you extend the season. We are going to have, you know, week 18, week 19, week 20. We're going to have 3 weeks where it's going to be makeup games. Maybe even 2 weeks. Maybe 3 weeks too much for me. Maybe 2 weeks. Week 18, week 19, we're going to have makeup games. All the type of coronavirus games that we missed, bye weeks, whatever, we are going to make them up in the last 2 weeks of the season. So all of a sudden, right there, now they're being proactive. They have an area where they can just go and say, boom, this is what happens when you have coronavirus. You shut down and you move on. It's simple. It is such a simple thought process. I'm no genius. I'm not in the business of the NFL, but I know it's a better solution than what they're doing. You, like Mike said, you're messing with people's personal lives right now. Yes, it's a business, but people have plans. They have a schedule. If you release a schedule, you expect to go by that schedule. Now, coronavirus happened. You should be able to tell players right away, this is the plan. Okay, this game is going to be moved to week 18. This game is going to be moved to week 19. Be prepared for that. Get quarantined and so on and so forth. But there's no plan. Everything's reactionary. So to answer your question, Nick, no, I don't think the NFL in a whole is making the right decisions because they're just being reactive to everything instead of trying to be in front of the eight ball.
Zero. All right. No plan. That's the key word right there, plan. No plan from the NFL.
Well, they've never had a plan. Remember, like at the start of this, everybody's coming up with their own game plans. NHL was like bubble, NBA, bubble, MLB. Yeah, we'll figure it out as we go. The NFL was like, we're playing football. We're just going to act like coronavirus doesn't even exist. We'll test you, sure, but they have no game plan here. But I'm just confused why they would play last week and not this week. I mean, they had the same amount of positive tests, right? Or am I wrong on that? They've had a couple Patriots tests pop up here and there, but I don't understand why it was okay to play last week and why it wasn't okay to play this week. That just doesn't make any sense.
Last week they thought it was a good idea, and then when the Patriots started complaining, it was like, you guys made us freaking play with no practice, go the day of at Kansas City. They're like, oh yeah, that might have not been a good idea. Like, they're not thinking things through. They're just hearing different ideas and saying, oh yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe we should have done this. Maybe we should have done that. And it shouldn't have gone into this point. And it's frustrating.
Well, I think another factor is it was Patriots Chiefs. I think they care more about that game than they care about the Broncos Patriots.
Agreed. That's also huge too. That's a marquee matchup.
That's a great point.
I think that's probably got a pretty heavy factor in why they decided to move this game. Because even with the Patriots playing next week, Broncos Dolphins, that doesn't do it for anybody. So we'll see whenever they even play that game. Just moving the Patriots game to next week, I think that is the right move. because I think it gives time for this thing to hopefully get out of Gillette Stadium as long as everybody starts being smart. Who knows how people got this, because this is such – I hate this narrative that people who – that some players who have gotten COVID, like there are some people who are saying like acting like this is their fault. You can get it from anywhere. You can go out to a restaurant, be as cautious as possible and still end up with this thing. So to act like these guys are being stupid, I mean, there are some guys, like especially in the MLB, who are being stupid going out to clubs in Miami who got it. That's a different story. But you can get this thing, especially here in Massachusetts, where we're pretty strict with what you can and can't do right now. You can still go out and get it just by even going to the grocery store. So I hate that narrative. But they made the right decision in moving this game to next week. Ideally, they shouldn't have played last week's game either. But they did. Was it the right move? No, probably not. But this is the right move to move this game to next week. Absolutely. All right, guys, anything else before we wrap?
One question. If it was Patrick Mahomes instead of Cam Newton who had COVID, are they playing that Monday night?
No.
No, not happening.
Absolutely not. Patriots are playing a doubleheader football game. That is what they would have done.
Just wanted to put that out there. That's all.
No, absolutely not. They would not have played that game. All right, guys. CLNS Media Patriots Roundtable. Nick Qualley, Marv Azan, and Mike Molino. We will be back next week following the Patriots and Broncos game. We're recording next Monday. So we will be back Tuesday, Wednesday. Hopefully these episodes get out whenever they get out as early as possible. Our producer Garrett's been killing it. So shout out to you, Garrett. Nick Qualley, Mike Molino, Marv Azan. Guys, we will be back next week. Thanks for watching.